Hello, everyone, and welcome to Say It With Your Chest, the Candid Opinions podcast. And I am your host, Stephen Finesse Fasongye, SFF. It's been quite a while. Where have I been? I wonder where I've been, but I mean, I've been in between just thoughts and just been in my headspace. However, I'm back and back with a banger. Back to share more content. Yeah. Recently, I have been musing or thinking about what I'm calling or titling the pandemic. The pandemic. There was this meme that circulated once on the internet about how everyone who had like a microphone now had something to say, and they were like, the person was like, guys, this is the new pandemic. It's rapidly and vibrantly spreading. So everyone has an opinion. And you might be thinking, oh, what's different from you? I mean, you also have a mic. Why should we listen to you? Well, I think I have my right to say something at least. And you have your right to listen. However, give me a chance. Saying something candidly, at least I'm sharing my candid opinions on topics I deem important, or topics that cross my mind, or topics that I experience as I go through everyday life. And today's topic, or today's thought-provoking topic, or today's pandemic that we actually are ignoring, is something I'm talking about. It's not like about relationships, but when you watch like the classic movie, you think about how boy meets girl, boy hits girl, boy brushes girl, girl falls down, and then they stare into each other's eyes, and they're just caught up in each other's worlds, and they can't let go of each other. However, we won't be sharing that today. We'll be sharing the LinkedIn kind of story. LinkedIn is that application where, from where I come from, my region, everyone always has a grass to grease story. And I think I prefer to share a grass to grease story or progression about communication and conflict in relationships. I recently started reading a book about that talked about handling conflicts in relationships, business, family, and all of that. And the speaker communicated that everyone feels like they are right. And does that sound familiar? Where you just feel like your boss doesn't get you, the person you are dating doesn't get you, your mom doesn't get you, your housemates don't get you. Well, the author of that book actually sympathizes with you and says, yeah, your feelings are valid. However, guess what? It just might be that the feelings of the other people complaining on the other side are valid too. So at this point, it's not just about you, it's also about them. So the pandemic idea of relationships that rapidly spreads through streaming platforms or movie streaming platforms is it's all lovey-dovey, and then maybe they fight after a few years, you know, it's called the tingles, it disappears. However, I don't think that's true. That's a picture-perfect idea. I think the fights or the conflicts begin after all the pleasantries have been shared. And that's because no two people are the same. You're coming from different backgrounds. You have different experiences, probably different expectations, different exposures. And at the beginning, it might just be friction. It might just be two bodies coming together and rubbing against each other in a manner that, like, if you studied physics or integrated science from where I come from in Africa, it says it causes wear and tear rather than it being a smooth relationship, right? And because of the differences, it will just seem so harsh. It just seems like after all the pleasantries have been exchanged, maybe in that business relationship, that nuclear relationship, that romantic relationship, you start to wonder, is this person really my father? After somebody actually said some things about you start to wonder, does this person really love me? Am I really suitable for this environment? If you have those questions, then this podcast is for you. It really is for you. And I must go on to say that when you're handling conflicts, one of the first things when you're trying to communicate in a way to handle conflicts, one of the first things to know is, it doesn't apply everywhere, but everyone might just be liable or to their opinions. It just might be right. Yeah, it just might be. For example, I once dated someone and we didn't get it off at the end. It ended after 5 months thereabout. And, you know, I felt like she wasn't giving me enough time whenever I wanted to talk. And she felt like I wasn't cutting her some slack. And in all honesty, I might argue that, oh my God, she wasn't really willing to put in the work. But in all honesty, truthfully speaking, I didn't cut her some slack. And that's true. And that's the point where she was right in her own part and I was right in mine. But the question is, with two parties having different opinions, how do they move forward? Where is that meeting point? I've also once worked with someone who at the point, some few people who at the point felt like I was too slow for the delivery dates, the expected delivery dates for their projects. And I, on the other hand, felt like they were taskmasters. Like this, there was no difference between this and slave trade. But they felt like they wanted to make me better. And I felt like, look, you guys are going to wear me out. We are both right. However, if we were going to move forward, we both needed to have a conversation. And that's what we are moving to next, the conversation part. And you might ask yourself, why should I want to talk to this person? This person does not get me. I'm right. They're wrong. What's their problem? Every time. That's true. Because you feel like you're right, don't you want to communicate what you think is right to this person? And then you might say, they never listen. Every time I try to talk to them, I try to reason with them, and they're just yapping about how I don't get them and all of that. In Africa, there's this Gen Z thing that's called bombastic side eye or criminal side eye. I don't know why I said that, but I'm just like, give it the bombastic side eye. Like, guy, you don't get me. But you can't try that in work. However, trying this thing where you talk about it, you know, trying to understand the person. Okay. I feel like for work relationships, right? Oh, hello. I would like to have a chat with you. You've spoken about how I'm not delivering on my tasks as you expected. I'd like to know more about that. You might be boiling on your inside and you're like, guy, you are wicked. But you just want to understand where this person is coming from, just so that it can inform your decisions better. So if the person says, you know what, yeah, you're lazy because I don't think you're doing as much. Well, saying you're lazy is too much. But if the person is like, oh, the reason why I'm saying this is because we are extremely tight deadlines, and I think I need you to step up. And you were saying, oh, and you're like, oh, I get you. However, I don't think this is something that one person can do. I think this is a job for more than one person. And then the person says, you know, yeah, in my time, one person could do this and even more. I started this company and I've been stringing a lot on my feet. And then you could go back and say, oh, I see you, I hear you. However, times have changed, dear kind sir. I don't think that in this day and time, we would be able to give ourselves as much as we want to the tasks committed to us or to our job descriptions. Life is a bit more difficult. And it's possible that you would be able to find headway in that conversation. At least both parties understand where they are going. However, not every environment gives room for that. Some work environments are more, they try to be, what's the word? Will you see monarchy, like a monarchy style where, oh, it's top to bottom. You necessarily don't have a say. However, I just feel like there are decent ways to communicate your misgivings to let this person know how you feel. Sometimes people say what you feel doesn't really matter. However, I think it does. And I think there are better ways to say it. If we can actually harness this skill of communicating and listening to others, hearing what they have to say, you know, and not totally shutting them out, I think many relationships will be the better for it. It's imperative that we actually try that. This book I read, it's called, I'm getting older, so I'm trying to read books on really romantic relationships. Hark, hark, hark. Ha! However, I've been reading this book that's called Things I Wish I Knew Before I Got Married. And the writer in the comment, his name is Gary Chapman, was talking about how to handle conflicts, you know. And then he talked about how, oh, both parties can decide to meet on one person's end. So you can say, you know what, I agree with you. You're right and I'm wrong. Let's move on. Or both parties can decide to say, you know what, let's meet in the middle. You want us to do this, I want us to do that. Where's the middle point for this? And the last one is, you know what, I don't think this is something we can settle now. How about we talk about this for later, for next week? But guess what? In spite of the desire to settle these quarrels or conflicts, they can never happen if both parties do not decide to sit down and talk man to man, talk colleague to colleague, talk partner to partner. You must be willing to drop your anger, drop your misgivings, drop your opinions, not like drop them and say, you know what, I don't have opinions, but you should be more willing to listen to that person. Hear where they are coming from before you make your inferred decisions. Yes, you are right. And yes, you just might have every reason to feel the way you feel. But the other person, because they have free will, also has the right to feel the way they feel. But if you actually want better for both parties, or you want best for both parties, it is always nice to actually speak about these things. And yeah, not everybody might be willing to speak. I mean, sometimes after an argument has gone so sour, some people might not be really willing. But then you might want to give them time. You might want to inform them and say, you know what, I just want to hear what you think about this. You know, yes, I have my opinions, but I'd just like to know what you think on this matter. It's funny, but I recently learned that nursing mothers, or people who have kids, who deliver kids, at the birth of the child, and when the child is meant to get his first dose of breast milk, there is just that thing where the child rejects it. I think not all children accept it, and I think midwife research shows
research results.
Oh my goodness! If you hear that, that was my tablet. Midwife research shows that, you know, that's natural. They won't always like it because it's something they are not used to. And so you shouldn't be upset that you are having conflicts in work, in your business relationships, in your friendships. It's natural. You're different human beings. Like the baby who is not necessarily used to breast milk, you're not probably used to this kind of person. So you know what you want to actually, instead of going head to head and instead of your conflicts bringing friction most times and bringing wear and tear in that relationship, you actually want to communicate, right, and know what this person feels. So we've spoken about communication, and yeah, that's something. I think the next point is going to be about being patient. I'll just say cutting someone some slack. It's funny, but you know, everyone just thinks, oh my God, this person is meant to be doing this, da 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 da, you know. For instance, okay, well, yeah. In Africa, it's more like, oh, you're hired for a job and bam, you're already this and that is expected of you. Whereas I'm learning that in other continents, for instance, in the architectural field, as a beginner, like as an intern, as a junior architect, you'd actually have some trainings, you know. They don't expect you to know everything, so they want to put you through their own culture, their own style of doing things, because they understand that you just might be coming from a different background and they'd like to teach you their own culture of work. And this is something I think that can be ingrained and employed in our relationships. Cut some people some slack. You know, they just might not know as much. Yeah, and this is contextual, right? For instance, you are hiring someone for an executive director role in a bank. There are already expectations of what an executive director should know. The person should have business relationships. The person should be able to handle a large team. The person should be able to work almost from anywhere. And so if somebody doesn't know that, then I mean the person shouldn't be an executive director for that organization. But however, you're saying, oh, someone has, I mean, for instance, you love someone. You say you envision to, you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And after a few weeks, you're already saying this person doesn't get you. And you might just need to cut them some slack. Now, there are different contexts and situations because, like they say, some people are actually moving mad and some people actually disguise themselves just waiting for the day that they would, like the chameleon, show you their true colors and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, how didn't I see this coming? But like I said, be patient. Be patient with people. In fact, if I could take a step back, be patient to even know people before you probably commit to saying, oh, I think I want to take this business relationship further. I think I want to promote this person. That's why there are appraisals. I think I want to date this person. That's why you'd have a lot of conversations. I think I should get where my dad is coming from. Why does he think this particular way? It's, you know, while you're getting to know someone, you can't do that in a hurry. You need to be patient. So be patient. Cut some people some slack. Think about it. If they knew what you knew, if they had been exposed to the kind of experiences you were exposed, would they behave differently? If your answer is yes, then they just might need time. But if it's a matter of where this person is just pure stubborn and lazy and has no desire to improve, then my brother and my sister, cut them off. But I mean, you can just let them go, right? I don't think all relationships will mature into I don't think all relationships mature into the next stage, or they grow to become a thing. It's not always going to be that way. You know, some never make the cut. For some, you actually might not just be compatible. But like I said, sometimes you need to have that communication, like, oh, you know what, let's talk about this. You need to cut them some slack. And lastly, you know, when people say, oh, I don't think we are compatible, like, I think that's contextual. I think compatibility is two people, like, walking together, side by side, taking one step in front of each other, like putting one foot in front of each other. And you can't do that if you don't agree. And so compatibility is not necessarily about, oh, we don't mix, we don't agree on everything. I think it's more about being agreeable, right? And yes, this is also contextual. For instance, different exposure levels. For instance, someone comes from a very wealthy past family, and then he's meeting someone who is from a not so well-to-do family. You know, they have these different exposures, different expectations, and compatibility at that point might just mean, oh, we are not from the same social circles. Is it possible that they can work things out? Possibly. But sometimes, because of the expectations, because of the things expected from both parties, it might be very difficult. You know, there's also, oh, different religious backgrounds. It just might not work because one person's religion might demand that they do something that might be contradictory to another person's religion. And those might be core things, like, they might be very at the core. It's not something one party might be willing to let go of, right? So at those instances, yeah, compatibility might not necessarily, might necessarily be a thing where, oh, this doesn't work. So this doesn't really apply to those non-negotiable areas. Yeah, I think there are people who actually, are of different religions and they work out. The people who have different business ideologies, and sometimes it works out. But more often than not, that is the exception and not the rule. You know, sometimes you have to be agreeable. You have to have some certain level of, you have to be willing to understand where this person is coming from, willing to be relatable with this person. And if any of these things contravenes your core beliefs, your core non-negotiables, your core ideologies, then maybe that's not just for you, right? However, like I said, remember, conflicts are not archaic, they are not something new. It doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It just might mean that you need to spend more time with this person to understand where they are coming from. It just might mean that you need to cut this person some more slack. And it just might mean that you need to see compatibility from a different lens. Yeah, you might not agree on everything, or this person might not get you. But why not be willing to spend some more time with this person and explain to them where you are coming from? All right. This has been a lot, and I hope you get me. I hope you are compatible for this podcast. This has been Say It With Your Chest by Stephen Finesse Fasonye, and I said this with my chest. Let me know what you think about this episode. I must say that this podcast is evolving, and so I would want you to also cut me some slack. I'm trying to do my best here. Even though I want to be one of the best podcasters in the world, in the continent, that's the goal. Yes, until next time, I remain Stephen Finesse Fasson. Yay! Thank you for making it time with Say It With Your Chest. Ciao!